This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Pardon me while I check email in mid-show, just like you do when you're in a phone meeting, or even a face-to-face meeting, or talking with someone who might have previously expected your full attention. But who has time for full attention anymore? What with dozens, hundreds even, of emails a day. Just at work, Americans get and send nearly 3 billion emails every day. But they make us much more productive, don't they? Well, if they do, how come some companies are worried about a new and troubling syndrome, email overload? Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
The growth of email has been exponential. In 1995, American workers sent and received, on average, 8 emails per day. Today, that number is 90. One survey found that email is one of the biggest time wasters in corporate America, second only to meetings. About a year ago, executives at Capital One, a financial services company based in Richmond, Virginia, realized they had a serious case of email overload. Matt Cook is with Capital One's Human Resources Department.
People would return from a meeting or being out of the office, and they'd have up to hundreds of emails waiting for them, and each one seemed important or urgent.
The problem wasn't spam. The company has software to take care of that, but internally generated emails, the corporate equivalent of friendly fire.
You saw people and you would feel people just kind of burying their heads at their computers, just trying to tap out quick responses so they could clear out their inbox. I love to keep my inbox down to one screen. It's very hard to do, but if I ever get there, it feels wonderful. It's a great de-stressor.
Cook says some employees were staying up late at night, catching up on emails. Others came home from vacation a day or two early just to do battle with their inbox. Everywhere, it seemed, there were email landmines. The lost email, the email I wish I hadn't sent, and perhaps most pernicious of all, the what the heck does that mean email. One of those recently landed in Capital One employee Tammy Wheelock's inbox. She had sent a colleague a message suggesting they schedule a meeting to discuss an important project. She received a one-line reply.
I'm all over that. And so I didn't know what to take from that. I didn't know whether it meant I'm all over the meeting, go ahead and schedule it, or I'm all over the person who didn't give you the information you needed, or I'm all over you and I'm talking to our boss. I'm all over that, and I had this moment of panic, and then I emailed back, call me.
Another problem is that email is cheap, perhaps too cheap. And, says email consultant Pierre Kawand, it can be addictive.
I almost say it's like smoking a cigarette. It's like a small project. It can be done. It feels satisfying in the moment, and usually not too many things can go wrong.
Except, of course, for lung cancer and heart disease. In fact, Capital One now offers an email seminar that feels something like a 12-step program. A typical session opens with an old I Love Lucy episode, the one where Lucy and Ethel find themselves working for a demanding boss at a chocolate factory.
If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Lucy and Ethel furiously try to keep pace with the chocolates hurtling past on a conveyor belt. They stuff chocolates down their shirts and in their jowls, fooling their boss, but only causing themselves more grief.
Fine, you're doing splendidly. Speed it up, Ethel!
Tim Burress, email consultant and recovering gadget guy, directs the seminar. He is part drill sergeant, part cruise director. Here he is urging people to avoid email clutter by writing clearer messages in the first place.
Strengthen the subject. Sculpt the body. All right, come on. Strengthen the subject. Sculpt the body. Good deed. Good. Come on.
Burress clearly wants to shock the participants into the realization that they have a problem.
We've got some calculators in front of you. What I want you to do is on page 11 in your workbook.
Everyone calculates how many emails they process annually. The results are startling. On average, 16,000 per year. Burress lets the enormity of this figure sink in for a moment before hammering the point home.
What do you do 16,000 times a year other than email? Blink. Pulse. Heart rate. Breathing. In other words, I could make the argument you live for email, because there's nothing, right? There's nothing you do more than this.
You would think that our promiscuous email ways would be a source of shame, But oddly enough, says Tim Burress, the opposite is often true.
It's almost bragging rights. When you hear someone say, gee, I got 80, someone will handspring over a desk and tell you, that's nothing, I get 125. And then someone else will come crawling out of the woodwork and tell you, you should feel glad that you get 125, Charles, because I get 150. But it's really a giant snowball of information.
Burress offers a few more tips for coping with that snowball, such as limiting the number of people on your CC list, writing clearer subject lines so people know what you're talking about without even opening the email, adding NTN, no thanks needed, at the end of messages, and avoiding email altogether for complex or emotionally charged subjects. Then there is that sound. We respond to it the way Pavlov's dog responded to the ringing bell, except instead of salivating, we get distracted, constantly abandoning the task at hand to check our inbox. Matt Cook at Capital One says he used to be like that until one day he did something that changed his life.
I went ahead and deactivated the ding.
You deactivated the ding.
You can do that.
This is radical.
It's very easy. I know. It's like, you know, cutting the tethers, you know, taking the training wheels off, but it's a nice liberator. You don't have to know every time a message comes in. Just when it fits my schedule, I'll go over and take a look at it.
Other Capital One employees, like Tammy Wheelock, report similar feelings of liberation, even elation, after taking the email seminar.
I was the email abuser, big culprit of words of wisdom, and everybody needs to know what I just found out. And so I was actually surprised at how effective this workshop was in changing my behavior.
She says some of her colleagues still cluck about their bulging inboxes, but not her, not anymore.
So I silently chuckle and think, well, I know better. And I get to go home, and you can stay and gloat over your 250 emails, but I'm out of here.
So far, some 1,400 Capital One workers have taken the email seminar. Executives say graduates save, on average, 3 weeks per year. That's time they can spend on other activities, like surfing the internet mindlessly. Ah, but that's another story. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.
Cut down on email, sure, but write us, won't you? Day to Day at npr.org.